It's episode 174, and we've got plugins for creating charts, exit pop-ups, business content, YouTube publishing, and a great new directory plugin. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to another fine, fun, feel exciting show. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. As always, great to be here.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today. And, of course, right off the top, the usual stuff. Don't forget you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we would appreciate your time to give us a review on Stitcher or at the iTunes Store.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps. And remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
Yes, and I guess the Twitter stream is getting some occasional stuff, and I'm even dropping in there from time to time to try and, you know, lighten the load.
Yeah, maybe I might start doing some funny pictures and send to the Twitter stream of, like, crazy questions clients ask me on Skype. And
yeah.
Maybe we'll start doing some more of that stuff. So John and I both have access to that account, and it also all of the content that streams from our website goes into that Twitter account, but I think we're going to have a little bit more fun with it. So go ahead and follow us at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a specialty out of fixing broken WordPress websites or helping you find that functionality and get that website ticking along the way you want. So you can reach me on my website at wppro.ca/emergency or give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And just want to mention that this is a limited time promotion that's going to be going away soon. GoDaddy plugin 295 is the promo code. Use plugin 295 and get $2.95.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings.
All right, and I've got a little bit of update from the last show where I talked about the SharePrints plugin. It seems in my extended over knowledge of things, I overlooked the obvious when I was talking about not being able to insert more than one image on that plugin. In reality, all you got to do is hit the shift key and click more than one image. I don't know why it didn't occur to me. Face, palm, head, desk, you know. So anyway, my apologies. I need to raise that plugin up to a 5. Check it out, folks. That's a great plugin, the SharePrints plugin. So go back to the last show where I gave it a 4, and we'll just raise it up a bit. And hey, great plugin. All the information's in episode 173, wasn't that?
Yeah, he deserves a roar. Come on, throw one in, John.
Oh, okay, I'll go dig up the roar here. I haven't quite got it already, but sure enough, there it comes now. All right, off we go.
All right, so let's see. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Lots of questions.
Yes.
No audio clips, really. Come on, people. Leave us some audio. We want to hear you on the show.
No, but we've been getting some emails.
There you go. All right, I'll start this one off. We got a question from Douglas. Douglas says, I'm looking for a way to allow a new window or pop-up to open, which will allow a preview of a training document. I currently have an overview of a level of our training curriculum on a page of our website. I would like to be able to allow my visitor to click and open an excerpt of the lesson that they're looking at. I'm uncertain if this needs to be done with a link or something, or if there's a pop-up that would allow for this. These excerpts would vary in length. Not sure if there's a plugin for this, but could you possibly accomplish the task with some Java? Ooh.
Or, oh, no, that's my answer there.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
You read right through to my answer.
Go ahead.
Thomas, I'm not, you know, as I was going to say, it's I'm not sure if a plugin's going to work for this. I haven't seen a plugin to do that. I would recommend there might be some Java for it you could use to cause an expanded window to appear underneath. There's probably other ways. Some membership plugins have something in it that you can put the excerpt into and it'll pop up when people click on it. So there's probably lots of ways to do it, but I don't have a specific plugin.
I do. Tooltips. You can do this with tooltips. And a little thing to hover over it. You can even include the graphic and all the little content that you want.
Well, there we go. We need a link to the tooltips in the show notes form.
Yeah, I'll put that in there. But there's many different tooltip plugins out there, but you're definitely going to want to cycle through them all to give them somewhat of a, I don't know, cohesive trial to make sure that it works specifically for your excerpts, because I don't know what they are and I don't know how long they are. So play around with some tooltip things maybe, but otherwise the preview kind of thing of the document, there's a billion ways to go about it, and we'd also have to see, you know, is it a PDF, is it a screen, is it a JPEG, but tooltip stuff should point you in the right direction for sure. So thanks for your question, Douglas.
All right, and another question from Thomas. Hi, Marcus and John. Love the podcast you do each week and hoping you can help me. I'm looking for a plugin or plugins to mimic a job board. And he gives a link to check it out. Any idea how I can mimic the job board in a WordPress installation? Well, what I've seen lately, Thomas, is there are plugins to do it. I haven't gone through and tested any yet because I haven't created them. But in my recent search for other stuff, I found on ThemeForest many job board full-blown themes. And there's a really great one, which would be a good one if you're building a job board, called Jobify. You can check it out. The link in the show notes would be great. And that's my suggestion. What do you got, Marcus?
Also, you may want to check out the Premium Press framework. They also have a job board theme on there as well. That one also does CSV, I believe, and Excel importing of the jobs too, which is very important if you're going to be doing stuff like that. It also has a paid, as does Jobify, I believe, have a paid kind of entry where people can post specific jobs themselves, and it just goes right into your PayPal account. So you may unfortunately have to switch themes to achieve what you're looking for rather than just a plugin, just because there are so many different display parameters and ways that you want to look at things. So hopefully those are two things, Thomas, that can point you in the right direction. So we have a question from Rob. He says, hi, John and Marcus. I've been developing my first site as my own self-training exercise so that I can eventually do my own sites rather than paying bucket loads to a local developer. Smart move. By using Traffic Travis, I noticed that there appeared to be too many H1s on every page of my site. I looked for them, but as far as I was concerned, I only used one H1 on each page. After trying all sorts of experiments without finding the problem, I drew the conclusion that it must have been something to do with the WordPress theme. So I switched themes from WordPress 2014 to the Howard theme, and bingo, the problem disappeared without changing a thing on the site apart from the theme change and replacing the site header image. I also applied the same to another site I've been working on with WordPress 2014, and the same happened. I got a thumbs up from Traffic Travis that all was now well with the H1s. Is there a problem with WordPress 2014 in this respect? Keep up the great show. I love listening to you and Marcus. Well, I mean, Marcus and John. And you have given me some great tips. Cheers. Rob from South Wales, UK. Well, Okay, so yes, sometimes themes do duplicate the H1 by means of the title, okay? So you may have the title, and the title may show as an H1, and it typically should, and then you may have an H1 in the body content, or there are oftentimes within the post editor where you may have the option that says show the title, yes, no, sometimes you do. In that case, maybe it's left on default. Traffic Travis is, I've used it in the past, many years ago. The author gave it to me. There's a lot better stuff out there that you might want to check out as far as scanning your site and such, and your rankings and all that. Let me get you the name of this. There's one called Screaming Frog SEO Spider that is amazing as far as analyzing your site or other people's sites. So you might want to check into that. I'll put a link in the show notes to help you with that. So any suggestions from you, John?
No, I don't. I haven't dug into 2014 themes, so I actually don't use it. I usually, the moment I install WordPress, I'm installing whatever theme I'm going to be using for the site.
Yeah.
So I've never encountered any issues because all the themes I use are preset for everything.
Yeah. So. And by the way, Rob, there's nothing wrong with having two H1s in a post.
Shouldn't be.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a styling, yeah. And you're not going to ever be penalized from Google by using stylings.
Yeah. All right. So we have another question, and this one came to us from Gene. It was a question about a plugin we using on our website at WP Plugins A to Z, and of course this actually just went up this last week or so. And he goes, "Hi, I love your show. I'm a regular listener. Can I ask you what newsletter plugin you are using? I really like the pop-up subscribe to newsletter that appears on your website. Thanks, Gene." Well, Gene, the plugin itself is called Layered Pop-Ups, and that is integrated into MailChimp. So when people enter their email address in there, it gets fed into our MailChimp email list management. But the Layered Pop-Ups plugin, yeah, that's a fantastic one. Marcus supplied it for us, so it was a great thing to put on the site. So check that one out.
Yeah, it also does Aweber and a couple of other different mailing services, too.
It actually does. There's five different mailing services built into it that you can tag into. Yeah, I found that interesting.
And I think it's $20, right?
Something yeah, it was $16, but they have lots of little add-ons you can add from $2 to $5 a piece. So they got a whole bunch of stuff that goes with it if you need it, but just the basic plugin is fantastic all on its own.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example, John. The plugin, I came across that particular premium plugin from Code Canyon based on a need for a client that I was doing.
Yeah.
We had redesigned the site and we had used a stock Aweber Java kind of pop-up that was just poor, sort of imaged base and a couple of fields, right? We're 2 weeks in right now of this plugin being installed on this client site that I've worked with for several years. The organic, and by the way, we have it pop up like right away on this client site. The organic conversion as far as leads is better than the landing pages that we're running for paid ads.
Yeah,
as far as with this pop-up, as far as conversion rate goes. It's got like a 70% conversion rate on the client site.
Yeah, well, this pop-up has been very good to us. Thank you to everybody who signed up to our list in the last week and a half. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. We also have a question from Trista. First, she says, first of all, I love listening to your podcast because I've used so many of the plugins that you talk about and it's helped me so much. I'm not the creator of this plugin, but I love it. It's called Password Protect Selected Content. It allows me to password protect only a section of the post instead of the entire post. It's awesome. I use it because Sensi Corporate won't allow us to do personal specials to the public, so I create a special and password protect only the section that displays the special. The public sees the post and knows that they need to sign up for my newsletter to see the specials and get the password. That is awesome. So she gives a link to her site, which is scentswarmers.com or scentswarmers. I don't know which one that is, but it's cool either way. Thanks, Trista. I'm going to check this out and boy, I've thought of 50 things just in the time that I was reading your letter. So thank you so much. We're going to actually give this a proper review ourselves, and we'll put this in for one of the next couple shows.
All right. And we have an interesting piece of breaking WordPress news. It broke yesterday. There is a major security flaw in WordPress. And it's more of an impact if you're on WordPress.com than if you're using self-hosted WordPress. And it's a major impact if you, it's more of an impact if you're on unsecured wireless than if you are on hardwired or your own secured wireless. And what the problem is that the cookies that are delivered from WordPress for registering you as being signed in can be stolen, duplicated, reinserted from another browser, and somebody is instantly logged into your WordPress account.
Hmm.
Biggest problem with the cookies in WordPress.com is they don't expire for 3 years. With WordPress.org or self-hosted version, they expire after 2 weeks.
Huh.
So there's been no word from Automattic exactly on what they're doing about this. This news actually just broke late last night was when I saw it. I was sitting in front of my computer, and all of a sudden it came through on my Google Alerts, and I went click, and then all of a sudden 2, 3, 4, the articles are starting to appear. I expect within the next 24 hours it'll be big news across the web.
So, wow.
So at any rate, this is something to be aware of, and it's not a death knell to WordPress. It's just something that they're going to have to solve and fix pretty quickly to prevent the cookie from being used improper. And of course, this flaw has been around for quite some time, and it's only just been discovered. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, stay safe out there.
All right. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up, eh?
All right, time for the big salami sandwich.
And let's head right into it and have some fun. All right, so this week we've got a good roundup of plugins, and the first one I've got here for you is Automattic YouTube Video Posts Plugin. This one here, basically what I was looking for is on my secret hidden website that nobody knows about that I play and play and play on. I wanted to bring in my YouTube videos and just see what happens to get them inserted. And I've been looking for a decent way to do it and have them displayed decently. This plugin here does a very good job of that. It allows you to, you can actually choose any YouTube name out there you want if you know their username, which is easy enough to get just by going to their page. You insert the username, you choose your video size, you go and assign a category that you're going to have the videos turned into posts for, and turn it on and tell it how many to import and how often to import them, and it will create posts for you on a regular basis. And it brings in the video, brings in some of the code from the, or brings in the text that is printed with the video. It puts it in a really nice format, puts a little intro piece below it. All in all, it's a pretty great little YouTube auto posting plugin. So check it out, Automattic YouTube Video Post Plugin, which I give a rating of 4 dragons to.
Nice. I'm trying to see, does this thing do more than one feed? Yes, it does.
I didn't dig into that part. I was just playing for my own amusement.
Oh, no, you can. You can. I'm looking right at it. Here's some other things that it does. It does channels and playlists.
Yeah, that was the thing I needed. I needed a playlist.
You can do, you can, and so it adds channels in just like a custom post type. So you can just add new. You can change the category that they're in, the author, all that. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad I made your day.
Yeah, you did. Heck yeah. This thing is awesome. Oh, man. I know exactly what I'm going to do with this. I'll tell you what. WordPress Radio is a site that I run where a bunch of people do YouTube shows, right?
Oh, well, there's a way to pull in their YouTube shows.
I'm done. I'm finished. Okay? So there you go. That's exactly what I'm going to do with this is set up the particular channels from all of the different YouTube WordPress podcasts that are out there. I'm talking about like WP Water Cooler. I'm talking Matt Report. I'm talking, the list goes on and on. Dradcast, all these guys, you know, now I can do it and have it update and do it regularly rather than having to do it manually.
Yep.
Whoa, five stars. Okay. Dang, you made my day with that one. Okay. Let's get lazy now, shall we? John, give me the, when you're setting up a typical business client website, what things is on every client? What's on every client site that you do? Just about.
FAQs, testimonials, team members, those sorts of things. I just recently getting ready to launch a website in the next 2 days that we just did all that stuff on.
Ah, perfect. Well, if you really want to get lazy about it, this is the way. This is called the WordPress Business Plugin. And I don't know how these guys pulled it off, but they got the slug business in the repository. And that's something. I don't know how they got it. Okay. Nobody took it. Nobody had it? I'm stunned.
Nobody had that one. That's amazing.
Okay, so for businesses, corporate websites, as John mentioned, as I reiterate, frequently asked questions, testimonials, your staff, these are all things that go on every single website that we do for clients just about. And now we have a plugin that actually does all of these things all at the same time. So one plugin handles your frequently asked questions. It handles your staff directory, handles how testimonials come into the site. The way it displays it is awesome. You can totally change it around as far as the styling and the CSS and the image sizes of, maybe you got some team members that aren't exactly, attractive, and you want to make sure the image sizes are relatively small, if you know what I'm saying. That's it. So it's an awesome plugin. I've been really waiting a long time for somebody to come out with something that kind of does all in one as far as these specific features. So if you run a small business and you want an easy way to incorporate these things into your site, if you are a designer and you would like to incorporate this in a client site, this is an outstanding plugin. It's the WordPress Business Plugin, and I rated it 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I was just looking it over. That's, I think I'm going to bring that one to my next website development.
Yeah, it really takes a lot of that little hassle of setting 3 or 4 different plugins up and does it all in one.
Very nice. Okay, the next one I've got here, and talking about the hassle of setting up plugins, this one is called Smart FAQ, because I just went through setting up an FAQ section. I'm not going to reverse it all the work, but this is a fantastic FAQ plugin. If you just need an FAQ plugin, this one sets up very simple, and it's been a long time since I reviewed one that worked well, and this is a very clean FAQ page. It sets up and uses custom post types to create all your FAQs. So as you create the FAQ, the title of the post type is the question, the body is the answer to the question. And it builds those up with one little short code on a page. It presents them in a beautiful format with the snap down. In other words, it only lists up the titles, and then you click the title and it expands out and you get the answer to the question. So if you've got 10 or more questions, people don't want to scroll all the way down the page. They want to see the questions and then pick as they go. That's what this does, saves some time. With a little CSS, you can fine-tune the layout of it and the text and the coloring and everything else, so it's not a whole lot of work. All in all, pretty excellent plugin. It even has some adjustments for setting up the questions. If you put them into the post in the wrong order, you can go through and adjust the order by just giving them numbers. So all in all, check it out. This is a great little plugin. I give this, the Smart FAQ, a 5 dragon rating.
Awesome. Nice. Well, certainly, if you just need an FAQ and you don't have all that other business crap, this is a perfect plugin for that. All right. Well, what is the one thing that we'd all like to do is, in e-commerce? We don't like people to leave the site, right?
We want them to convert.
Come back. Don't leave, right? That's the way we want it as far as visitors to our site. So many times we've been to a site where we want to leave and we get a little pop-up that says, no, don't go. That's called an exit pop-up. And now we can do it with WordPress.
Nice.
This new plugin is called WordPress Exit Pop, and it is a absolutely free solution that allows you to do all kinds of stuff. So here's what happens. Most people that come to your site will never come back. It's a proven fact. I mean, generally the people that come in through Google traffic or things like that, go look at your own search history or, your own browsing history from maybe like a year ago. See if you looked at those sites since then.
just pick a random day. Probably not, right? So really, you want to grasp somebody while you have their eyeballs focused on your website. So if you can just do one thing, which is, maybe somebody, you want to put a promo code on there if you run an e-commerce store, make a purchase today, use promo code SAVE20 and save 20%. Works today only. Well, that's a little incentive. Somebody might use that type of a thing. So something like WordPress Exit Pop, it's very easy to set up. It has a really nice statistics panel as far as your sales growth. So it works in conjunction with your e-commerce system. And then it does A/B testing as well. Nice. So all of this stuff can be tested to see which exit pop-up converts the best for you. So this ties into WooCommerce. You can consider this more of a lead gen tool. You can use it to grab leads. You can put a lead form on the back end, save a little money, sign up right here. Or, before you leave, would you like to get our specials list so you don't miss out on all the instant savings? There's all kinds of stuff that you can do with this. So it's called WordPress Exit Pop. I thought it was just a fantastic plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I actually have a use for that one in my e-commerce store. So I'll give that one a shot. See if it helps it convert better.
Yeah, we might even use it on the AZ site.
Never know.
Who knows? Maybe you could do it for before you leave. Here's one. Maybe we might want to try this one. Before you leave, make sure you follow us on Twitter and blah, blah, blah. And here's our iTunes link and all that. That might help. You might be able to have that one-click follow button next to that. Make sure you don't miss out. So there's tons of stuff that you can do. Just sort of that last-ditch effort of desperation to make connect with that person on the other end.
All right. And the last one I've got here is called Connections Business Directory. And this one came about, I was basically, the site we're setting up and getting ready to launch, the client was looking for a way to introduce her tribe. Basically, she wanted to put up a list of the people that had helped her, her business associates and other things in there, and give them credit on one of her pages. And we needed an easy way so that when I'm done working on it, she can add to or take away from it as time goes on, because people change. She also need to, change titles, websites, whatever people are associated with. So I didn't want to have to do something that would require them to be coding, someplace where they can go in, got a bunch of boxes, they fill in the information, click a few things, and information pops up and appears. Well, that's what the Connection Business Directory does. And it does so much more than that also. It allows you to set up a business listings, business directory listing. It has numerous add-ons, paid add-ons that go with it. So this is one of the freemium plugins that are now in existence. With a little bit of configuration, you can set up with, you can give the entire, a person's entire profile, their social media links along with their listing, little buttons to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of those things there. All in all, a pretty good plugin. It's basically turns out to be a great contact list, and you can also use it as a contact list on the inside of your site so that you can actually save information in there, such as their anniversary dates, their birth dates, information about their wives, children, other information, just like a contact book. And you can keep that information private and held only to an administrator and keep it from being published public. So all in all, a pretty great plugin. You have to go check it out. It's called Connections Business Directory, and I gave it a 4-dragon rating.
Interesting. There are a couple of different directory things like this that I've seen lately, so I'm going to check this one out.
More and more of them are popping up because I'm getting asked more and more by clients to be able to add some form of directory to their site. Mm-hmm. Whether they want to add their whole business organization, they just want a listing that is sortable and searchable, or they just want to have a listing that alphabetizes itself up and lists it up. There's more and more of these types of plugins coming into play.
And they need to be, because the biggest challenge that I've always had is that, especially me, because I deal in franchise stuff. So
with me, I deal with companies that have up to 80 different locations. So sometimes it's 400, depending on the client. And it stinks because typically in the past, I would have to make a back end thing that's like a called directory or, you know, locations or where can you buy our stuff? You know, like people that sell stuff like dog treats or things like that. Where can, what pet stores can you find us in? Yeah. Those types of things. And it used to require a theme. So you had to install this whole back end theme or run multi-site or do something like that. So now that these are becoming plugins, that's vital. That's vital because then you can run the entire business directory still within the confines of your site. Love it. All right. Well, let's close it out here with something that I thought was very unique. It's called Supercharts. Now, I typically use a plugin called WP Charts to make inline charts. It's really cool because it just basically takes data from shortcodes and makes a really cool chart with it. But then I saw Supercharts. It's developed by the guys over at NumberPicture, and it allows you to easily and intuitively create charts right within your posts. So it's got a really cool interface, which is somewhat different than WP Charts because it's this one's kind of a wizard that just kind of guides you through, that lets you customize colors. You can copy and paste data within the within it too. So it has kind of an embedded spreadsheet rather than just line by line of text that you got to put in and the values. You can customize the fonts. You can do anything you want as far as creating this table, and then you just insert it via short code, and it makes amazing charts, just like, you know, almost that look like infographics sometimes. And this is a totally free version right now, Superchart, but they're also coming out with a premium version. It's not out yet, and as soon as it comes out, I expect that John and I will start to review that. But they're also going to include cool things like little sparklies and things like that within the charts and different options and added benefits. So I'm looking forward to the guys over at NumberPicture sending us that plugin and letting us check that out. But for now, this one gets a solid, and I mean solid, 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I haven't used charts much in my sites yet, but I imagine I'm going to be asked someday.
Well, let me give you an example of how I use a chart for a client. One client in particular does plumbing related services, and they do one particular problem within plumbing, which is mold that develops from leaks and things like that. So they take care of those things. And so for something like this, when we create specific content based on the city, we like to put in the percentage of households in that city that have mold, the national or the state average, and then the national average.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you've got those three things within the chart, and you can put that in a pie chart. You can put that in a bar graph or anything that you want, but it varies from city to city.
Very nice.
So as we create things like that, it's basically just a value that we sort of embed within it. And this is where I use WP charts that shows those things. So something like this, like Superchart, same situation. You know, that's where you could embed things, statistics, facts, you know, how many plugins were made, you know, this week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know, I mean, these are simple little things that we'd never really think about adding a chart to our post because it's always just been such a pain in the rear to get going. Yeah. So now that we have this capability, it can really enhance your content.
Very nice. All right, well, that brings us to the overview I covered up in this episode, the YouTube video post, which I gave a 4 to, the Smart FAQ, which I gave a 5 to, and the Business Directory, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about the WordPress Business plugin, which lets you do a multitude of different business functionalities within your website, gave that one a 5 out of 5. We talked about Exit Pop-Up, gave that one a 4. And we just talked about Superchart, which I also gave a 4.
And of course, a little bit of commercials. If you're tired of the same old stock photography and it's time for a change, check out the CanadaStockPhoto.com website featuring some great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images, with new images being added almost daily, daily as we can, and even a few that are even available free for a download. So go check it out at CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And remember, you can save 30% on any hosting plan at HostGator.com simply by using the promo code PLUGIN. That's 30% using the promo code PLUGIN.
And if you're not getting enough daily dose of WordPress, check out the WP Plugins daily over at WPNews.WPMedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, give us a review on iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher Radio, or any place else you find us on the web. We would greatly appreciate it.
And before we go, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the folks down in the Northern San Diego WordPress meetup group. I went last night for the very first time down in Escondido, California, and watched a very, it was an amazing presentation about different form plugins side by side. And I was very impressed by his layout and how he did it. And I think Chris just put a blog post up about it today. So make sure you go to chrislema.com and you can check that out for yourself. But I met listener Tim, who has contributed to the show before with a couple questions. And how you doing, Tim? And welcome back to the fold. He confessed to me, oh, I don't have time sometimes to listen. And I'm like, hey, man, 25 minutes. You got time every week. And, you know, this show saves time for people out there. We hear it week after week. So make sure you keep your ears glued and your newsletter from the site subscribed to and your ear to the ground as far as the plugins. But shout out to everybody over there at that group. It's of all the meetings of all the different WordPress meetup groups, that's one of the coolest I've ever been to.
All right. And
how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember, you can also find the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh